Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Rodgers going to air it out. There he is. Valdes-Scantling for the touchdown. Right on cue. He's got his second of the year, 52 yards, and Rodgers just let it fly and knew he had an easy six.
Marquez Valdes-Scantling, friend of Aaron Rodgers, soon to be, hopefully, a friend to all of you. The Steelers, according to reports, are signing the 6'4" wide receiver, the big play threat. This coming on the heels of Roman Wilson's best NFL game. Roman Wilson got 3 feet down in the end zone for his first NFL touchdown at 74 yards. Calvin Austin is back. But Omar Khan says that's not enough. We need reinforcements. We need, because our defense blows chunks, to be able to fight fire with fire. We need to take the Cincinnati Bengals game plan, the Dallas Cowboys game plan, the old Texas Tech Mike Leach game plan. We got to outscore people, so let's get some reinforcements. And the Steelers have signed Valdes-Scantling. Rodgers and Valdes-Scantling, of course, have a relationship. Valdes-Scantling started 39 of 59 games in four seasons with Rodgers, had 123 catches, just over 2,000 yards. But here's where I think he can make a difference. Over that time, he averaged 17.5 yards a catch, 13 touchdowns in 4 years. In 2020, yeah, it was half a decade ago, MVS, as we'll call him, led the NFL with 21 yards per catch, 33 catches for 690 yards. He caught 6 touchdowns that year. Now, he hasn't played a full season since 2023 with the Chiefs. He caught 21 passes for 315 yards, but this is a guy who can stretch the defense. This is a guy that can take the top off the defense, and I think it's a necessary piece. If not the player himself, then the archetype. Been saying it for weeks, the Steelers needed a wide receiver who could threaten down the field. They needed a bigger body to mix in with the Calvin Austins and the Roman Wilsons of the world who aren't all that big, the Scotty Millers of the world who aren't all that big. When I'm building, if I were the GM of the Steelers, and I would be for ADK, when I'm building a wide receiver room, I look at it like a basketball roster. I want my shifty point guard like a Calvin Austin. I want my shooting guard like a Roman Wilson, who's a little bit thicker. I want my four, my wing player like a DK Metcalf who can box out and grab rebounds. And then you got to get your center. And Marquez Valdes-Scantling can perhaps be that. Now, he's going to start on the practice squad And as Mike Tomlin always likes to say, and I'm sure he'll say it today in his press conference, he's going to have to jump on the moving train. He's going to have to pick up the offense. But you would think his relationship with Aaron Rodgers will help him out there. I think this matters more than just the X's and O's and the roster construction of the Pittsburgh Steelers. I think this helps, ideally, free DK Metcalf up a little bit more. One of the things we knew about DK Metcalf when the Steelers acquired him, he's a great teammate. He's a tireless worker. He busts his ass. He causes no problems off the field. But when he gets frustrated, his emotions will boil over and he will do some George Pickens stuff between the white lines. That's been his MO throughout his NFL career. He's gotten into fights with defensive backs. He's a highly penalized offensive player. And we finally saw the pot bubble over on Sunday against the Green Bay Packers. He poked a guy in the eye. He also committed a penalty on one of the first two drives that pushed the Steelers from potentially being able to score a touchdown to having to settle for a field goal in the high red zone. He's frustrated right now. The Steelers have lost two straight games. That's frustrating on everybody, but he has not had double-digit targets. This is hard to believe, but it's the truth. In any game this season, the most targets DK Metcalf has had in a game was 9 against the Cleveland Browns. The most receptions DK Metcalf has in a game this season is 5. Those aren't wide receiver 1 numbers on any team in the NFL, but he is clearly the Steelers' number 1 wide receiver. Doesn't mean he hasn't been productive. He has 5 touchdowns, among the league leaders at the wide receiver position, and he's still on pace to go over 1,000 receiving yards. He's having a pretty good year, but not to be confused with a great year, and you're not seeing week in and week out number one wide receiver numbers. He's only gone over 100 yards one time. Closest to that he's come besides that game was 95 against Cleveland, and he had an 83-yard game against the New York Football Jets. He has yet to have multiple touchdowns in a game this season. I'm not putting that all on him, although he did drop a touchdown on Sunday night. He would have had 2 in the game had he hauled the ball in. That's when Aaron Rodgers said something you can't say on the radio, and all the lip readers out there thought he was yelling at DK Metcalf. I think he was yelling at the defensive back, but that's neither here nor there. DK Metcalf, the last two games, has 8 catches and 105 yards, which is fine, but it's not great. He's getting frustrated. He needs help. He needs reinforcements, and he needs a guy that is going to command safety help over the top. In an ideal world, that's what MVS can provide for this team. But I'm not willing to put the cart yet before the horse. Last year, I said all the same stuff about former Rodgers teammate Mike Williams when they brought him in. Mike Williams could stretch the field. We saw it against the Washington Commanders. He may have made the play of the Steelers season when Russell Wilson found him for the go-ahead touchdown prior to Wilson then drawing the Commanders offsides and doing the finger wag to win that ball game. I had thought at that point, oh, here you go. Mike Williams has exploded onto the scene. He's going to add a different dynamic to this Steelers offense. And then you know what we saw the rest of the way? Only 8 more catches for under 100 yards. All told, Mike Williams, 9 catches, 132 yards, and a touchdown. If MVS doesn't outperform those numbers, then this was all a waste of time. Do you think he's going to have better numbers than Mike Williams had last year for the Steelers? 412-928-9370. You can give us a ring on the fan hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. You can give us a text at 412-928-9370, or you could tweet us at underscore Adam Crowley or at Callis underscore 33. Will MVS outperform Mike Williams? It's a low bar. I think the answer is yes, but how much more will he outperform Mike Williams? That's the question. The reason why I think he's going to put up better numbers than Mike Williams is because Aaron Rodgers trusts him. Aaron Rodgers is a big trust guy. Over the course of his career, people have ripped on Aaron Rodgers for being critical of teammates, but I think he demands perfection. The fact that MVS is here means that Rodgers trusts him, and he should be able to bring him up to speed quicker than Russell Wilson and Arthur Smith were able to bring Mike Williams up to speed last year. So I think he'll outperform the Mike Williams numbers. But here's another question. Is this enough? Jacoby Myers is available. It would take a lot, but Jaylen Waddle from the Miami Dolphins is reportedly available. There are other names out there that titillate, such as Rashid Shaheed from the New Orleans Saints. According to reports, they're trying to get a contract extension done with Chris Olave, so he's going to come off the trade market, but that would make Rashid Shaheed expendable. He's another one of those top off the defense kind of guys. Is Marquez Valdez-Scantling enough, or do you think the Steelers need to add another one of those guys? 412-928-9370. For me, I don't think the team's good enough to give up a draft pick right now. If the Steelers beat the Indianapolis Colts on Sunday, which I don't think they will, I'd be okay with buying before the November 4th trade deadline. And I'd be okay with potentially giving up a draft pick. But should they lose the game, and I think they will, and they're sitting there at 4-4, I ain't giving up a third-round draft pick. I ain't giving up a fourth-round draft pick for a team that looks like it's not going to win a playoff game for the ninth straight year. Why the hell would I want to give up future assets for a guy that's not going to get this Pittsburgh Steelers defense to play postseason quality football? And probably isn't going to move the needle enough for them to score points to overcome this malign defense. If they beat the Colts, I could change my tune, but MVS seems like enough for me right now because it's a low-risk, potentially decent reward move that costs you nothing, that makes Aaron Rodgers happier, and that takes some of the pressure off of DK Metcalf. But I am not enthralled with the idea at this point of giving up future draft picks to add another wide receiver to a team that's going nowhere fast, and before we blink, is probably going to be sitting here at 4-5. What say you? We're taking calls until 7 o'clock. 412-928-9370. I mentioned DK Metcalf's frustration, which was evident on the field on Sunday night. How about Aaron Rodgers? After the game, he was crestfallen. He said it wasn't a revenge game, but you know he wanted to stick it to the Green Bay Packers. He's yelling insults in the direction of DK Metcalf. He looked pissed off for 60 minutes in each of the last two games. And I don't think the wheels are totally going to fall off Rodgers and he's going to become the malcontent that the national media thinks he is, but I don't want to risk it, and that's why I like this MVS signing. Give him a buddy, give him a whoopee, give him a security blanket to make him feel a little bit better. Maybe take some of the frustration off of Rodgers' shoulders, maybe take some of the frustration away from DK Metcalf. I like the move for MVS. Do you? 412-928-9370. Is it enough? 412-928-9370. Would you give up a draft pick to get another wide receiver? 412-928-9370. Or, I'll throw another one at you. Do they need to make an addition on the defensive side of the ball? 412-928-9370. Your calls, texts, and tweets coming up next. There is a semi-high-profile defensive player that would be available. Does he interest you? We'll get to that when we come back. We're getting into Crosby's excellence at the bottom of the hour.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
The Steelers have signed Aaron Rodgers' buddy Marquez Valdez-Scantling. He ain't what he used to be, but he is 6'4", and he's averaged over 16 yards a catch in his NFL career. He's a big play threat, or at least he was in his heyday. You would figure Rodgers and he have a good rapport, and Rodgers should be able to get him up to speed quickly. Do you like the move? Simple question, 412-928-9370, or do you think the Steelers need to do more? 412-928-9370. A texter writes in, the Steelers are turning into the Jets, going out and getting Aaron Rodgers' buddies. I think Rodgers has been the best player on the team this year, and I don't think it's been particularly close. If Aaron Rodgers needs help, then he should have some say in who helps him. And last year we saw it with Mike Williams. It's hard to get players on the same page. We saw it across the NFL. Amari Cooper, he was running great routes in Cleveland. He gets to Buffalo. He didn't pick up the offense. He got banged up, and it never worked out. Devontae Adams and Aaron Rodgers worked out. Why? Because they had a rapport. So I think MVS and Aaron Rodgers can hit the ground running a little bit here. Also, we've talked about this for 2 years. If your number one wide receiver goes down the way that George Pickens did last year, you need a reasonable facsimile to stand in. The Steelers, prior to the signing of Marquez Valdez-Scantling, did not have that on this roster. And I'm not saying that Valdez-Scantling would fill in and do what DK Metcalf has done, but at least you would still have that element of a field stretcher. Last year, you didn't have it. Last year, Pickens went down, and you had to deal with Van Jefferson as your number one wide receiver from that point forward. And Calvin Austin, those guys don't look like George Pickens. Those guys don't have one iota the talent of a George Pickens. At least if DK Metcalf were to go down, knock on wood, grab your lucky rabbit's foot, pray on the rosary, if he were to go down this year, you've got a 6'4" guy who could fill in. Roman Wilson not capable of that. Calvin Austin not capable of that. I have been delighted by the growth of Roman Wilson, but you needed to add another body, and I'm happy they did. What say you? 412-928-9370. A texter writes in, why didn't they trade for Jacoby Myers? Well, according to Jordan Schultz yesterday, big-time NFL insider who gets fights with other NFL insiders at Starbucks at the NFL Combine, Jacoby Myers is going to cost a day-two pick. So a second or third round pick. Second, get the hell out of here. Third, if it were the right circumstances, I'd be interested. I ain't giving up a third round pick for a team that I think is going to be 4-5 in 2 weeks. Now, if you beat the Indianapolis Colts and you're 5-3 and you just beat the best team in football prior to the trade deadline, maybe you could coax a fourth round pick out of me. But I'm not giving up any futures for a team that I think probably ain't going nowhere. And that's why I like the Valdez-Scantling signing. Cost you nothing but dollars. And not very many dollars at that. Rob in West Mifflin first up today. Good morning to you, Rob.
Good morning, Ed. How you doing, man?
I'm great today. How are you?
I'm good, man. She just went to say, I was watching that baseball game all night, man. Classic, man.
Classic. You think that Shohei Ohtani guy's pretty good?
Listen, man, you can't go to sleep. He's much watch TV, man. Much watch TV. You got to stay up and watch. We ain't seen nothing like this in years, and we won't see it again.
I agree with that, man. He's got 8 homers in the postseason. Went 4-for-4 last night. Hit 2 dingers. He hit 3 the other day when he struck out 10. And while I hate the Dodgers with every fiber of my sports being, I can't help but root for that guy because he's the best we've ever seen. But I digress. Yeah. I'm sure you want to talk about the Steelers.
Absolutely, man. It's he's 6'4". He's a big guy, big body. But, Adam, this doesn't move the needle, man. You know that, man. This doesn't move the needle, man. Like, if he does go down, he's the number one. Nah, I mean, if you get Chris Olave or Jacoby Myers, maybe you're not 4 or 5 in 2 weeks. I mean, that's where I'm at with it because I'm done with getting these old veterans, man. Look at the secondary. All old. They can't run. You got to go get some guys that can play football still, man. That's the bottom line. You have to do it.
I get what you're saying, but the last time that he played a full season, Marquez Valdez-Scantling, 14 games, he averaged 21.6 yards per catch. I still think the guy can play, and I appreciate your call. And I think the relationship with Rodgers makes this more likely to work than what happened with Mike Williams last year. And you're giving up nothing to get him. This team doesn't deserve for the general manager to give up a 3rd-round pick to augment the roster. Go out and beat Indianapolis, and maybe I'll change my tune. But right now, they're going nowhere fast. They've lost 2 games in a row. They've given up 70 points combined in those games. The defense is historically bad. And you're going to love what I got planned for 9 o'clock, by the way. Make sure you are listening at 9. Because this defense has been historic. But they're not good enough right now to give up a prominent draft pick to probably still not go anywhere. Scantling was a nice little compromise. You get a guy who can fill in for DK if DK gets hurt. You get a guy that can help in the red zone. You get a guy who can help take the top off the defense. You get a guy who takes some of the pressure away from Metcalf. You get a guy who can help Aaron Rodgers feel a little bit more comfortable. And you give up nothing. This is the kind of move that these players deserve right now. Something to help, but you're not selling any part of the farm because they suck so bad, they haven't earned that. A lot of people are texting in, get a player and add him to the defense. Justin Simmons is getting thrown around a bunch on social media. He was a good player before. He's a free agent. He's a free safety. You just lost to Sean Elliott, according to Jeremy Fowler, for the year. Folks, what makes you think any player they add to this defense is going to get utilized properly? Nick Herbig's been their best defensive player this year. He played 24 snaps, my God, on Sunday night. Alex Highsmith hasn't come close to living up to his contract this season or prior, and he played triple the amount of damn snaps that Nick Herbig did. They don't use the players that they've got right now appropriately. Hey, Jalen, you're a slot. Hey, Ramsey, you're an outside corner. Hey, Ramsey, you're a free safety. Hey, Herbig, you're a best pass rusher. We're not going to play you very much. And then think about what they did at safety on Sunday night. Chuck Clark is no good. He played 55 snaps. Juan Thornhill played 26 snaps. He stinks. Jabril Peppers, who had a really good season last year, might be the best of the three. I'm certainly willing to find out. He only played 13 snaps. Chuck Clark played 87% of the Steelers' defensive snaps. That guy stinks. And you could say, hey, Crowley, aren't you arguing out of both sides of your mouth? You're telling me that the safeties stink, and now you don't want Justin Simmons, who would be an upgrade? Yeah, that's right, because guess what? They wouldn't use him correctly either. They didn't use Minka right last year. Minka's one of the best ball-hawking safeties in the entirety of the NFL, a multiple-time All-Pro, and they took him out of the box, they took him away from the football, and were playing him in Manesson. They were playing him 38 yards off the damn ball every snap. They didn't know how to use him, they don't know how to use Herbig, they don't know which safeties to play. Need I say more? Add another star to this defense, another guy that's 30-plus years old. Add another football card to the mix. Hell no. He ain't going to help. because all the talent in the world don't help because the coach and the defensive coordinator don't know what the hell they're doing. You can weigh in at 412-928-9370. We'll continue to take your Steelers calls all morning long. Jeff Hathorn at the top of the 7 o'clock hour. We'll mix in the Steelers calls when we come back, but we got to talk about Sidney Crosby making history again. And the Penguins sitting at 7-2-1 has me thinking about something, a question that I never thought I'd ask this year.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Up top, one-timer, Carlson, redirection, score! The goal to rust! But for Sidney Crosby, it's 1,700 points! The captain climbs to rarefied air!
Don't look now, but the Penguins have the second most points in the league. They're sitting at 7-2-1, and Sidney Crosby making history yet again. He has 1,701 points now. Multiple points in last night's game. Drinking out of the fountain of youth. By the way, Evgeny Malkin leads the NHL in assists. Crosby last night, a goal, two assists. He was outstanding. I thought the youngsters played probably their worst game of the season. I thought Kindle looked not so good. I thought Brunick looked not so good, but the Penguins win nonetheless. 6-3. They'll take on the hated Philadelphia Flyers tonight. How about this stat? This is from Bob Grove. The last time the Penguins were 7-2-1 to start a season was 2016-2017. They won the Stanley Cup. Crosby and Malkin combined for 24 points in their first 10 games of the 2016-2017 season. This year, Crosby and Malkin through 10 games have combined for 30. We know Sid will keep it up all season long. Malkin got off to a pretty good start last year. Can he keep it up? That's a big question. If he can, the Penguins are going to be in this thing. Because I think the Eastern Conference stinks, and I think the division is crap. And so here's the question. Fan Morning Show Twitter poll brought to you by PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement. Trust PJ.com. Which team's more likely to make the playoffs? The Penguins or the Steelers? You can vote at underscore Adam Crowley. We'll get into this a little bit more in a couple of minutes. People are still chiming in about the Steelers' signing of Marquez Valdes-Scantling. A texter writes in, "This is like sending your wife to Giant Eagle to get milk, and she comes back with eggs. You need milk, not eggs. Get somebody to help us on bleeping defense already." Guys, they drafted a defensive lineman in the first round. They added an all-pro jack-of-all-trades in Jalen Ramsey. They added a Super Bowl champion cornerback from last year, Darius Slay, and paid him $10 million. Brandon Echols has been a good slot in this league. You added him to the mix. They drafted a nose tackle in the middle rounds. They've added a ton to this defense already that has an all-pro in Cam Hayward, a future Hall of Famer in T.J. Watt, a highly paid edge rusher in Alex Highsmith, one of the best edge rushers at getting after the quarterback in the entire league in Nick Herbig. And guess what? They're still one of the worst defenses in football. You're telling me they need to add more to this unit? Hell no. Coach them up. Go get Justin Simmons. They won't use him right. They've got more than enough talent to, for God's sakes, be a middle-of-the-pack defense. And they're one of the worst in football. Going out and signing a free agent Justin Simmons off the street ain't going to change anything. Going out and trading a draft pick for another corner or for a safety ain't going to change anything. They've got enough talent. And relative to their talent, they are the most disappointing unit in the entire National Football League. And it's not even close. Their numbers defensively rival that of the Ravens and of the Bengals. The Bengals were historically bad defensively last year, did nothing to fix the defense, have been without Trey Hendrickson, and you're in that grouping. You compare more favorably to them than you do the Browns' defense. The Ravens have been horrific defensively, but at least they've got excuses. They've been banged up more than any team in football. They didn't have Humphrey. They didn't have their star inside linebacker, Roquan Smith. Matabuki's out for the season. Kyle Hamilton's been hurt. And they haven't had their quarterback. And yet defensively, their numbers are better than the Pittsburgh Steelers. And you want more? They could add Troy Polamalu in his prime, and Mike Tomlin would find a way to screw that up. They could add James Harrison in his prime, and they'd probably play Alex Highsmith over him. I understand that the defense stinks and people want to see the defense get better, but giving up draft picks or spending money on a Justin Simmons ain't going to fix this defense. The guys they've got in the room should be good enough, but the head coach, the defensive coordinator, can't coordinate this thing out of a brown paper bag. 412-928-9370. Texter, just checking in on Crowley to see if he's checked his blood pressure this morning. Blood pressure's good. Cholesterol's dropped 30 points in a year. My doctor's very happy with that. Been exercising regularly in my basement, jumping around doing Richard Simmons videos. And I got a nap yesterday. I've never felt better. Texter, defense stinks because Tomlin won't let the coaches do their job. Yeah, it's his defense. If it were Terrell Austin's defense, I'm not sure it would be better, but it is Mike Tomlin's defense. And all the Justin Simmons of the world ain't fixing this. 412-928-9370 is the number. Also, I want you to weigh in on the question, you think it's more likely the Penguins or the Steelers make the playoffs? I think it's the Penguins? I look at the Steelers' schedule. I don't think there's a snowball's chance in hell that Mike Tomlin gets over his Shane Steichen problem and they beat the Colts on Sunday. I just ain't seeing it. The Colts are dropping 30 points, 40 points on everyone, and the Steelers' defense is like playing 7-on-7. Then you got to go across the country and play Justin Herbert, who is as physically gifted as any quarterback in the NFL and a team that wants to beat you to a pulp. I think they're going to be sitting there at 4-5, and I think the Ravens are going to be at 4-5 as well. I don't think the Steelers are making the playoffs. I think the Penguins got a shot. Sidney Crosby's not going to stop being Sidney Crosby. The goaltending's been much better this year. And if Tristan Jarry should fall apart the way that Tristan Jarry always seemingly falls apart, their best goaltender right now, you'd think, is actually in the AHL and Sergei Mereshov. He's going to come up here and augment things. And again, I'll say it, the East stinks. A couple of weeks ago, we were saying the same things about the AFC and the Steelers. It looked like, oh, hey, maybe they'll have a shot to be the one seed. Yeah. All of a sudden, New England 6-2. Kansas City won last night. They're 5-3. They're going to be a game up on the Steelers after Sunday. The New England Patriots are sitting there at 6-2. The Indianapolis Colts are 7-1. They're about to be 8-1. All of a sudden, the AFC looks pretty tough. The Buffalo Bills turned it around and played their best football game of the season this weekend. They seemingly are getting better. The Steelers getting worse. I don't think the Steelers are making the playoffs. I think the Penguins have a puncher's chance. And if they're in it come December, which you keep stacking wins now, you're going to be in it come December. I think Kyle Dubas might have to shift and start adding pieces. You got $50 million in cap space. You got a whole bunch of draft picks the next few years. This might not be the best version of the Penguins. They're still leaving a lot to be desired on the left side of the defense. They're still leaving a lot to be desired, I think, in the bottom six. If they're in it come December, perhaps Dubas makes a trade or two. I think the Penguins have a much better chance of making the playoffs than the Steelers. What say you? 412-928-9370. You can text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. You can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. I want you to answer that question for me when we come back. More likely to make the playoffs, the Penguins or the Steelers? And do you like the Marquez Valdez-Scantling signing? Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. Penguins winners again last night. They're 7-2-1. Sidney Crosby was outstanding with 3 points, a goal, and 2 assists. Evgeny Malkin leads the league in assists. 50-minute mark on the Fan is brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. You think it's more likely the Penguins or the Steelers make the playoffs? Penguins currently sit at second place in the entire league in points. That has them at second place in the Metropolitan Division because the New Jersey Devils have had a great start to the year. They're 8-1-0. Penguins' point differential is plus 11. Goal differential for the New Jersey Devils is plus 13. Penguins have the second best goal differential in the entirety of the NHL. Generally, that's a pretty good predictive metric. Penguins have scored 38 goals on the season. That's among the league leaders. In fact, it is tied with the Ottawa Senators for the league lead. Penguins have given up just 27 goals on the season. That's better than average. They've got pretty good goaltending. And their best goaltender is currently in the AHL, and I think at some point he'll be up here. He's got a save percentage hovering around 950. I think the Penguins have a better chance of making the playoffs. Now, Vegas hasn't bought in. The Steelers are plus 125 to make the playoffs. The Penguins are plus 310. The Steelers are minus 165 now to miss the playoffs. The Penguins are minus 390. And the Penguins, despite being a significantly better team to this point in the season than the Philadelphia Flyers, who have 9 points, are an underdog on the road for their 6 p.m. puck drop tonight. This has more to do with the Steelers for me than it does with the Penguins. I just don't think the Steelers are going to make the playoffs. I don't know how they fix the defense. They don't know how they'll fix the defense. They won't fix the defense. You go back 14 games. I've been ripping this stat over and over again on the show. You go back the last 14 games, the Steelers are giving up more than 25 points per game. They've given up 4 30-point efforts this season in their 7 games. This is what the defense will continue to be because they don't have answers. They've been figured out. They blitzed more in this game against Jordan Love, and he carved him up. They sat back against Joe Flacco. He carved him up. They doubled Ja'Marr Chase. They couldn't stop him. They threw zone at him, matchup coverages, man coverages, safety over the top. They did all kind of stuff, couldn't stop him. There are no solutions. And thus, they're not going to make the playoffs. They're not going to win the division. The Ravens have shown me something these last couple of weeks. So do I really think the Penguins make it? No. But I think they're much more likely to make it than the Steelers because I actually think their coach is doing a good job. The Penguins did what the Steelers should have done. The Chicago Bears called and said, hey, Art, we'd love to trade for your head coach. And Art hung up the phone. The Penguins had a two-time Stanley Cup winning head coach that they said, nah, see you later. They hired a bald guy, Dan Muse, and they're playing much better systematic hockey. The Penguins did the thing the Steelers should have done 2 years ago, and they're reaping the rewards right now. Mike Tomlin can't fix the Steelers defense. You can vote on our Twitter poll @_AdamCrowley. Which team do you think is more likely to make the playoffs? 75% of people saying the Penguins. We'll get Jeff Hathorn's opinion on that coming up next. Also, we'll get his thoughts on the Marquez Valdez Scantling signing. Do the Steelers need to add anybody on the defensive side? Should they be looking to add another wide receiver besides Marquez Valdez Scantling? That's all on the way with our sports director, Jeff Hathorn, next. Right now, fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.